Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to your one-stop shop for horror news, true crime, and real-life tales of the unexplained. Monsters at Midnight, The Revenge. Episodes of Monsters upload on a bi-weekly format every other Saturday. I'm your host, your favorite escaped madman loose on the airwaves, terrorizing your eardrums, Matt Schaefer. Today, it's a good old-fashioned trailer roundup. Lock your doors, bolt your windows, and turn out the lights. Monsters at Midnight, The Motherfucking Revenge rides again. I picked up these high-proof ciders last night because I had never seen a cider with a ABV of 8%. And they snuck up on me. I'm not feeling very well. So we've got an easy episode ahead for you. I'm going to be examining the trailers for four upcoming horror movies, a couple of which that I'm excited for, some that are just moderately interesting to me, and I'm just going to be, I'm just going to be giving my thoughts of on the trailers and if I'm looking forward to it or not. What the fuck is this? This whole thing is falling apart. I just found something terrible in my water. Alright. Without further ado, the trailer... this is terrible. The trailer for Saw 10 was released about a month ago now at this point. I've been meaning to cover it. I've just forgotten. We had talked, I don't even know actually if we had talked about Saw 10 at all yet, but yeah, Saw 10 is going to be released pretty soon here, September 29th, 2023, taking place in between the events of Saw 1 and 2. Hoping for a miraculous cure, John Kramer travels to Mexico for a risky and experimental medical procedure, only to discover the entire operation is a scam to defraud the most valuable. Vulnerable. Armed with a newfound purpose, the infamous serial killer uses deranged and ingenious traps to turn the tables on the con artists. Pretty standard as far as Saw mythologies go. I've seen the trailer, but I'm going to watch it again now just to refresh. John Kramer is back. Holy shit, I'm so happy that Tobin Bell is coming back for this movie. Of course, looks like we're doing the typical Saw bullshit of rewriting the canon and adding new fucking storylines to excuse Tobin Bell coming back for the movie. But given his presence was sorely missed in Spiral, I'm genuinely happy that they found some way to bring him back. As far as the trailer goes, looks like we've got that familiar Saw torture porn and ferocity back on full blast. We've got some interesting looks at the traps here. I feel like it's going to be another Saw movie where it's entirely stacked against the victims. Part of the fun of the first Saw is like... Well, the first couple of Saws is a potential that they could maybe escape from them. You know, who will survive and what will be left of them, that whole thing. But then as the series went on, it just became elaborate set pieces to kill people. I'm sure it's going to be more of that, but at this point, what are you going to do? I like the concept. I like this the Saw movies usually... I mean, not usually. The Saw movies have dabbled in this sort of revenge aspect before, so I'm intrigued to see where this story goes. There's a lot of shit that's shown off in this trailer. There's, like, hooded men with guns. There's an investigation happening on John Kramer. And, of course, we also see the return of Shawnee Smith playing Amanda Young. Now... Saw has always been a low-budget series because it can turn quite the profit. Tobin Bell looks old, but given he's supposed to be playing someone with a serious ailment, this brain cancer, it's not that outside of the realm of possibilities. He does look significantly older, obviously, but it at least suits. Shawnee Smith does look like she is 10 years older. Or, damn, no, not 10, 20 years older at this point. And this is when maybe getting some of that Indiana Jones de-aging budget would help alleviate the distraction. Otherwise, I am looking forward to this movie. I'm looking forward to Tobin Bell's return, and I'm excited to see what this movie cooks up. The thing that concerns me the most is this movie is directed by Kevin Grootert. I'm still not sure if that's how you're supposed to say his name. And Kevin, good old Kevin, has directed some of the worst entries in the Saw franchise. He directed Saw 6 and The Final Chapter, which are not favorites of mine. So we'll see where this goes. I guess, no, some of the, his, The Final Chapter really looked like shit too, but a lot of that had to do because it was in 3D. I don't know. I'm looking forward to Saw 10. That is the biggest thing that concerns me, though, is putting him in the director's chair, but we will see what happens. Saw 10 is coming out on September 29th, and I'm looking forward to it. Another movie I'm really looking forward to is Eli Roth's Thanksgiving. We talked a little bit about this a few episodes ago, and we finally have a teaser trailer for the film. Not a full-length trailer, but a teaser. Thanksgiving is an upcoming American slasher film directed by Eli Roth and produced by Roger Birnbaum from a screenplay written by Roth and Jeff Rendell. It is based on Roth's mock trailer of the same name from Grindhouse. I was looking for a synopsis, and that is not one. After a Black Friday riot ends in a tragedy, a mysterious Thanksgiving-inspired killer terrorizes Plymouth, Massachusetts, the birthplace of the infamous holiday. I have also seen this teaser, but I'm going to watch it again real quick here. Alright, so there's really not a whole lot to discuss because it really is like a 45-second teaser. I can give more thoughts when maybe a full-length trailer comes out. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this. It looks like Eli Roth is going for a much cleaner visual aesthetic than that of the sort of grindhouse pastiche that Tarantino and Rodriguez used in the Grindhouse double feature. And when he did that fake trailer, it looks like this got slick cinematography, modern day setting. It looks like it's going to be just reliant on the subject material for being a throwback style horror movie, slasher movie. Yeah, look at Patrick Dempsey. He appears to be playing a cop in this town. We get some iconography from the original Grindhouse Thanksgiving trailer. We've got the cheerleader on the on the trampoline, which if you've seen the original Grindhouse trailer, knows meets a pretty unfortunate end. We've got a family around the dinner table with a delicious looking Norman Rockwell ass turkey. We got some glimpses at some brutal ass kills and some dopey looking teenagers. So I'm looking forward to this. I'm Eli Roth's filmography is still kind of a blind spot for me. I know that he's pretty hit or miss, and you're kind of love him or leave him. I've seen Knock Knock, which I enjoyed the first half of, but then got pretty obnoxious. I've seen Cabin Fever with the sound off at the Sabbatic Horror Film Trivia, so that movie looked bad shit, but I haven't seen any of the Hostels. I haven't seen The Green Inferno. I don't know. I'm taking it with a grain of salt, but just listening to the dude speak, especially when he was on Tarantino and Roger Avery's podcast, he's got a deep love and reverence for the slasher genre and this era of horror films. So I am willing to give this a shot. Thanksgiving is going to be released on November 17th, 2023. Ugh. Nose is running. This is just a disaster. Moving on to a trailer that I haven't seen, and a movie that everything is coming out so fast. A movie that I had heard rumblings about at the beginning of the year, but all of a sudden it's coming out, and that's The Exorcist Believer, a legacy sequel to The Exorcist, directed by our old friend David Gordon Green. So I guess he's just doing legacy sequels to popular 70s horror films now. If that's what he wants to do, more power to him. But when his daughter Angela and her friend Catherine show signs of demonic possession, it unleashes a chain of events that forces single father Victor Fielding to confront the nadir of evil. I've never heard that word before. Terrified and desperate, he seeks out Chris McNeil, the only person alive who's witnessed anything like it. I've never seen the trailer for The Exorcist Believer. It looks like it came out a month ago. We're gonna watch it now for the first time. All right. I don't know. I don't really know what to make of this. Universal Blumhouse production, so that's probably why they got David Gordon Green back. I don't know, maybe this was something that he was passionate about doing, but this looks bizarre. Looks like they're really trying to up the action, for lack of a better word. There looks like they're showing a lot of set pieces that are gonna be unveiled in the movie. This looks weird. This looks like it might not have a whole lot of focus. I think what's still so successful about the original Exorcist to this day is the fact that it's a very self-contained movie in this one location, and all the scary stuff takes place in this one house, in this one bedroom specifically. This one looks like it's broadening the scope of it, which, fair enough. I mean, that movie did come out in 1974, and I've said in the past, in the last episode actually, do I think the original Exorcist is still the scariest movie ever made? No, but it's definitely a commendable and respectable, good-ass horror movie. The kids in this, I'm not really buying. It looks like from the jump they're acting too cliched. It's horror movie scary kid. That's something that was so interesting about what's her name? Oh, the girl that played Reagan. I can't remember her name. I'm so hungover. Oh, what is her name? What is her name? Linda Blair. Jesus Christ, that was embarrassing. That was something that was so good about her performance, is it became more unhinged slowly. She was still acting like a kid, and it looks like these kids, pretty much from the jump, after this event, are acting spooky. Ellen Burstyn looks like she's taking this very seriously, though. Looks like she's gonna have a fair amount to do in this movie, and from the trailer, it does look like she's going to take this seriously. I don't know. There's just, like, this little girl, Catherine, walking through the church covered in blood with this bog-standard demon voice, where it's her voice with, like, a lower voice layered on top of it, chanting the body and the blood. I'm like, I don't know. This seems pretty ham-fisted. It seems a little unfocused. Granted, this is only just based off of the trailer, but I don't know. I'm not in a mega hurry to see this. If you're interested, though, it is going to be released on October 6th, 2023. So, I don't know. Maybe this is something that looks interesting to you. I am not in a super hurry to see it. And our final trailer today is going to be for something I heard about fairly recently. I think Bloody Disgusting was talking about it. It's for a movie called Totally Killer. 35 years after the shocking murders of three teens, an infamous killer returns on Halloween night to claim a fourth victim. When 17-year-old Jamie comes face-to-face with the masked maniac, she accidentally time travels back to 1987. Forced to navigate the unfamiliar culture, Jamie teams up with her teenage mother to take down the psycho once and for all. Haven't seen this trailer? Gonna watch it for the first time here. This looks like a lot of fun. They from the jump, make overt reference to Back to the Future. This has a similar vibe, I think, to what Happy Death Day had. It's not the same director or writer, but they're definitely going that route with the time travel and the self-aware humor. Yeah, this genuinely looks like a lot of fun. Trailer's well put together, really synth-heavy soundtrack. The characters seem fun and likable. There's some good quotes in the trailer already, like the mother saying that the 80s are almost over and she hasn't tried coke yet. I like the design of the killer. I'm almost positive he's wearing like a Max Headroom mask, which is a pretty cool choice. The characters look like fun. The references to the future, of our lead character telling the characters from the 80s what the future is going to be like, are pretty funny. I don't know. It's a well put together trailer, so it's entirely possible that this all falls on its face or is much more obnoxious and dull in the actual product, but I'm genuinely curious to give this a watch. Very hopeful about it. I don't think this is getting a theatrical release, but it is coming to Amazon Prime on October 6th, 2023. Another good old Blumhouse production here. Yeah, because they advertise as from the producers of Megan and Happy Death Day. But yeah, that's going to do it for this episode. Another shorter one today, and I apologize for that, but again, I'm barely holding it together here. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to Monsters at Midnight on YouTube. Have thoughts on today's episode or suggestions for future ones? Shoot us an email at monsters.midnight@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Letterboxd at letterboxd.com/MattFlamingo. I try to write about everything I watch, so if you want thoughts on non-horror movies, you can head over there. Until next time, my tender lumplings, go to the movies. It's important.